This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, May the 28th. Well, he's already one of the richest singers in the world. Now he's just become quite a bit richer. Well, Dr. Dre is one of the world's most famous rappers. His lyrics, though, aren't what you call suitable for a polite audience, so you'll just have to content yourselves with an instrumental version instead. Well, Dr. Dre is also co-founder of Beats. That's a headphone and subscription music streaming company. He's just sold it to Apple for $3 billion. It's the most expensive acquisition in Apple's 38-year history. I asked the BBC's New York business correspondent, Michelle Fleury, what Apple sees in Beats.
The headphones the company is famous for are kind of very distinct. They all have the B logo on the brightly coloured headphones, and of course behind it all is Dr. Dre, who's well known in the hip-hop world. That is sort of what Apple on the surface is acquiring as a brand, but it goes beyond that. You have to remember that this is a company that also recently moved into the digital streaming of music, and many analysts suggest that perhaps that may be the real reason Apple was interested in buying this, to try and bolster up its own iTunes service at a time when it faces more competition from the likes of Spotify and others.
Yeah, so almost like a defensive move, really.
Well, and it's interesting to see Apple kind of go down this route, because traditionally, when they've done acquisitions in the past, they've been mainly sort of technology-focused businesses. And as I mentioned, these headphones aren't necessarily known for standing out in the industry for their quality. It's more for the brand that they're really known. So this is a bit of a departure for Apple in terms of the style of business we've seen from the company in the past, when they've bought technology-focused companies for the brains, for the sort of technology that could be used in future products. This isn't what this acquisition is about. And so that's why many people have been wondering, why exactly is Apple doing this?
And Apple has deep pockets, doesn't it? Plenty of spare change rattling around in those pockets.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're looking at a company that has been sitting on a huge cash pile. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars. People for a while have been wondering what it would do with that cash. Well, back in 2012, the company said it would begin paying investors a dividend, something it hadn't done before. And of course, now it's deciding to spend some of that cash on this acquisition. The question, I guess, is whether there'll be more to follow. Apple, obviously, as ever, plays its cards fairly close to its chest. I do want to say this is what Tim Cook said about the deal. He said it would allow the firm to continue to create the most innovative music products and services in the world.
So that's the boss of Apple, isn't it?
That is the boss of Apple. And so I guess this will all be about sort of its strategy moving forward in terms of streaming music.
That was the BBC's Michelle Fleury in New York. On Wall Street, shares in some of America's biggest retailers led the Dow down. Here's Chris Lowe at Facts and Opinion Economics in New York.
Well, the retailers were down because first quarter earnings numbers are coming in. And I think the disappointment comes because consumer spending in the first quarter actually was pretty good. It was up 3% in real terms. Nominal spending was up about 4.5%. That's not at all bad. In fact, it's the best we've seen in a couple of years. But the spending was going primarily towards healthcare services. It's because there were big price increases as a result of the Affordable Care Act. With that money going toward healthcare services, there was less to spend on other things. And what we're seeing from retailers is that they had to discount heavily. Sales were disappointing, and earnings, unfortunately, were even more disappointing because of the discounts.
And, of course, consumer spending famously is the engine that has driven the American economy along for such a large part of its history.
Well, that's right. And so one of the reasons economists are optimistic about growth for the year as a whole is because consumer spending has accelerated in the last couple of quarters. But again, you have to be very careful when there's a spending increase out of necessity. And I think you can argue that healthcare is, in many cases, a necessary expense. It's not usually sustainable because people will find ways to cut spending in other areas.
Chris Lowe. Well, the Dow finished the day down 0.33% at 16,633. London's main share index, that finished up 0.1% at 6,851. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.